Good morning, students. Welcome to All Sense E-Learning platform. My name is Mrs. Margaret Onwuka, agricultural science teacher for SS2. Our topic for today is general control of weeds. We have already done the characteristics and economic importance of weed. So we want to look at the control and the methods through which weeds can be controlled. Weeds can be controlled by these methods we are going to list. One, mechanical or physical method. Two, biological control method. Three, cultural control method. Four, chemical control method. Let's start with the mechanical or physical control. Under physical control, the methods we can use under physical control are: one, hand pulling. This involves the use of hand to uproot weeds. This method is mainly used in the gardens and nurseries, especially in small farms. Peasant farmers normally use this method to control annual and biennial weeds. The second method there is hoeing. That's the use of hoe to control weed. You can use hoe to uproot weeds and expose the roots to sunlight, which makes it to die faster. Hoes can be also used to bury the weeds, and which may make them to decay and form manure that the crops may use later. Slashing is another mechanical weed control. This is the use of cutlass to cut the aerial part of the weed, leaving the roots inside the soil. You can also use mower for slashing. The next method, the second method, is biological method. The biological control means the introduction of some insects and herbivorous animals to farmlands to eat up the weeds. Some herbivorous animals like the goats, the cow, the sheep, you can use them to eat up the weeds. And the disadvantage of this method is that when you introduce these animals, they can eat up your crops because they are not human beings that we know. Oh, this one is crop and this one is weed. That's a major disadvantage of using this method to control weeds. We have the third control method, the cultural control. This involves the use of some agronomic practices to suppress the weeds. Some of the practices include flooding, that's introduction of water into the farmland for some time, for some weeks. This method is very effective in controlling weeds with underground perennial organs. They are also good in controlling weeds in swamp rice fields. If you don't want your farm to grow weedy, you can allow water to stay in that farmland for some time. It will help to control weeds in that particular farm. Maybe some of us don't know this method. It's under cultural control. Another method of cultural control method is burning. This method involves setting the farm on fire. This is usually done during land preparation. In our local settings, immediately after clearing the farm, the next thing is for them to set the farm ablaze. You see, this method is effective because it destroys both the seeds and the area parts of the weeds. But it is not advisable to always burn your plots because it destroys the soil organisms and nutrients in the soil. Agriculturally, we don't advise burning because burning will kill off the soil organisms, even some of the nutrients. It will burn them and then make them to change form where the crops can no longer absorb them. So burning is not very advisable in agricultural production. Another method here is mulching under cultural control. This is another agronomic practice you can use to control weed. Mulching. We have mentioned mulching previously here, that mulching is the use of dry grass or any other suitable material to cover the soil surface. This practice is very, very important. When you use it, gather the dry grasses, use them and cover the soil surface. It will suppress weed and prevent weed seeds from sprouting. Care should be taken when using this method because the mulching material can also harbor pests. That's another disadvantage of using this method. You should be very careful while using it because the mulching material can harbor pests, which can also destroy the farm when you plant your crops. We have another one here, cover cropping. This involves the planting of leguminous crops on land to cover the soil. Some of these leguminous crops, when you plant them, they are mainly cover crops. They will cover the soil surface. And as they cover the soil surface, they suppress weed growth, which will no longer grow in that farm as far as the soil is entirely covered. This method is very effective in plantations to suppress weeds. Examples of such leguminous crops include Mucuna utilis, Calopogonium muconoides, Poraria fasciloides, and so on. These are wild leguminous crops. It does not mean that we cannot use our economic leguminous crops or the pulses, the ones that are edible, but those ones will cost us money. That's why we normally use the wild ones, which we can always get the seeds from the bush without paying any money. We have another method here, crop rotation. Crop rotation is an effective way of controlling weeds associated with specific crop. There are some weeds that are associated with specific crop. So during rotation, when such crops are removed, then these weeds will die of starvation. So it's very, very effective. It's an effective way of controlling weed. We have the next method, the chemical method. Chemical control involves the use of chemical called herbicide to control weed growth. The chemical we use to control weed is called herbicide. So when you are using the herbicide to control weed, what you are practicing is chemical weed control. We have different types of herbicide. We have selective herbicide, we have non-selective herbicide. We also have contact herbicide. So selective herbicides are those ones that kill specific type of weeds. Then non-selective are those ones that kill different types of weeds. Then we also have contact herbicide. This contact herbicide, this group of herbicides, kill the parts of the plants which they fall. So any part of the plant that that herbicide touches, it kills it. It will kill only that part that is touched by that herbicide. So that type of herbicide, we call it contact herbicide. We have mentioned different types of herbicide here: selective, non-selective, contact herbicide. So we have examples of herbicides include Gramazone, Paraquat, Simazine, Linaron, and so on. We have come to the end of this lesson. Assignments. Assignment A. Describe briefly four methods of weed dispersal. Describe briefly four methods of weed dispersal. B. Describe three mechanical and three cultural methods of weed control. B. Describe three mechanical and three cultural methods of weed control. It's taken from WAEC question, June 2002. So, do the assignment, continue to read your book, and remain safe. Thank you for listening.